Kaya Biz with Kuguletu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, we shift our conversation now to a very important one where we perhaps often take this for granted, right? Until it's time to fully understand company benefits or group benefits that you might get when you have the opportunity to be permanently employed. On the line today to help us unpack what actually is made up of group benefits, how it is that you as a beneficiary can access some of these opportunities to have adequate cover for mental and emotional support, your medical aid facility, and of course your retirement fund. We join on the line by Belinda Sullivan, who's the head of corporate consulting strategy at Alexander Forbes. Belinda, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gugu. Good evening to everyone.
Indeed. Well, we're looking forward to this conversation, and I'll tell you why, Belinda. I have often witnessed with many of my peers or those who are slightly senior than me that they've often been encouraged to seek permanent employment, right? Because it's always said, well, if you get a good salary, but with benefits, oh man, that's a job to grab. But I think for so often, we don't necessarily take into full account what these benefits actually entail and how it is that they're meant to benefit our lives as permanent employees of a specific organization. Help us understand that particular construct in further detail.
Yes, Gugu, and that's, you know, it's a great point. I mean, people take up employment and then don't fully understand what the benefit they have, what they are and how they actually work for them. So I think just to start off, to understand what group benefits are themselves, they're benefits that are provided to you by your employer as part of their employee benefit program and in terms of your contract of employment. And this really includes a range of benefits and products that provide holistic financial and health support, not only for you as the employee, but when we start talking about medical aid, it actually covers your family. So they help you safeguard, as you said, against or safeguard your financial, physical, and emotional well-being. And I think we all know at this time how important that is. And I also want to point out that while we talk about these benefits that are through the workplace for you, they actually benefit you and your family even if you're outside of work. So, for example, if you have disability cover and you're in a car accident over the weekend, that cover generally covers people as well. So it's not limited to covering you during your time at work. And that's really important. So it is this real big net that covers you as an individual and your family.
And that's important for us to highlight, right? Because so often we just think that it's limited to our place of employment. And now with the advent of the pandemic, we often get concerned, right, as to how much cover do we have, where, especially in light of more South Africans working from home and slowly transitioning back into the workplace. So as you say, some of these benefits do extend and go beyond just you as an individual, but also taking care of your family, as well as being mindful of life events that could occur that could impact you. I'm keen to understand, I do understand that there's a recent survey which took a look at the impact of the pandemic and how it's actually had an effect on employee health and benefit policies.
Yes, so according to Mercer, so the COVID-19 Employee Health and Benefit Pulse Survey, it's collected perspectives from African companies on the impact of the pandemic on employee health and benefit policies, and 64% of those surveyed anticipated significant changes to their strategies as a result. And 50% of companies indicated that they planned to implement budget changes for health and wellness benefits. So we do see that employers are now focused on looking at these benefits and seeing how important it is for employees. And more so now we see with, I mean, even in South Africa, so Mercer is a global company, but you know, if we just look at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, they've already noted that in the last 9 months of this, or the first 9 months of this year, that, you know, the contact with them has increased by 47%. So, I mean, it's significant, the pressure that individuals are feeling. And, you know, knowing that you come to work and you have an environment that actually supports that for you, that you have access, for example, to an employee assistance program where you can get that counseling on site, it's confidential, and making use of those benefits that, you know, you don't ordinarily goes to, but now people know that there is this safety net within their organization.
Yes, and that's important. And I'm keen for us to, in a moment, we will get to some of the other benefits like life cover, education benefit. But help us unpack the mental and emotional support. I think for the longest time, many of us have overlooked this particular type of benefit. But in light of the pandemic, we are seeing that it is necessary to ensure that one's workforce is productive, but also well taken care of. What's the uptake or, I guess, appetite been in terms of the focus on mental and emotional support benefits?
So just in terms of the mental and emotional support, I think often, while I talk about the employee assistance programs, there has been over the years not a large take-up of people using those programs, mm-hmm. Because they don't know about them, they haven't asked the question, so they go trying to source support outside of the organization. So it comes down to understanding what is available for me as an employee within the organization itself and asking the question, is there this program available to me to help me during this time, to understand what I'm going through, to help my immediate family through this as well. And I think it's just the fact that we're seeing this constant uncertainty. So while we could deal with it for a large part of last year, it's gone on into the new year. The concern around, or the worry around getting sick, the worry around whether my employer will be able to continue paying me my salary, has really led people to spiral out. And I think most importantly, the remote working environment has led to people feeling isolated and perhaps reaching out and having different areas where they can get that support. And I think that's critical. And what we're really seeing, I think, is a broader environment an impact of COVID.
That's quite refreshing to hear, especially given that at least more South Africans and even globally, people are starting to take this into serious consideration and even make use of the benefits. We've also seen that there's also been a strong effort on medical aids, right? And that's often been one of the major drivers of making sure that one is adequately covered when it comes to group benefits. Any changes happening there, especially in light of the healthcare concerns that have been raised in the last 18 months?
So just in terms of the healthcare, I mean, obviously the healthcare is updated, or they go through a renewal process annually, and people would be reviewing their options right now for 1 January next year. And I think everyone has realized how important it is to have healthcare cover and ensuring that they're on the right option. I think importantly, though, that healthcare cover has gotten expensive over the years, and it's not something that I would see getting more cost effective for employees, but really understanding what the range of options that they have available to them, that through their employer, and seeing which option is going to not only fulfill their needs, but also fulfill the affordability or meet their affordability. So, as we see it increasing in cost, it's something that I think people have realized they can't necessarily cut back on, especially now. But just looking at what options are available across the spectrum to see, how can I still support my family with these benefits on the most cost-effective basis that I can.
Another one, I guess, this one really focused on life cover. And we do have a question from one of our listeners here on Twitter regarding the extent of the cover of life cover. But I'm keen, I guess, Belinda, just if we can perhaps establish an understanding of how far life cover benefits do reach for the employee as well as their spouse. And then also reflect on the ramifications, especially if one has to leave their job. Does that life cover still extend to them as a benefit, or are there changes that take place?
Okay, so first of all, the group life cover provided through the workplace is obviously linked to income. And so in order to benefit from that, you have to be employed and continue your membership of that cover. So if you pass away while you're employed, obviously that benefit would be paid depending on the structure of your life cover option that is the basis as the underlying policy and how that life cover has been set up. However, if you lose your job, you do have the option, depending if that policy allows it, to convert the cover that you have into an individual policy. And that changes the pricing of the benefit, mm-hmm. but it does mean that you can take up cover into your personal capacity without having to go for a medical. So it becomes mm-hmm. quite a nice to have for people who can afford part or all of that cover in their personal capacity if they do lose their job, to ensure that they do have something in the event that they pass away.
But there's something so important you mentioned there, is that if you do transition, there might be some cost implications, even though the transitioning is slightly easier. I think that's just something we do need to reiterate to our audience. Is that true? Correct?
Yes. So if you terminate your employment, so if you are retrenched or you resign, you can convert that cover into an individual policy that you then need to pay for in your personal capacity. So it's not an extension of your employment or your cover that you had. It actually changes the policy condition to be with the same insurer that it was with at the time that you were with your employer, but it becomes an individual policy in your name, and the pricing of that policy now is based on a rate per age. So depending on your age, you will probably be paying more for that cover that you had than what you were when you were working and enjoyed that cover on the group scheme.
A brief question we have from one of our listeners at Scoffo on Twitter. He asks, if you are in a group cover via a company, obviously the money is deducted from my salary before tax. So if I decide to leave the group life, can I get the money that I've contributed back as a cash injection, I guess? Are deductions in that particular manner allowed?
So first of all, it depends how the benefit is structured. And I think we need to look at the group cover. First of all, I just want to reiterate, so is he referring to life cover or to retirement?
Group life cover.
Group life cover.
Yes, ma'am.
So group life cover is a bit like insuring your car. You're only going to get something from it if you bang your car. So you're only going to go and get a benefit from your insurer if you've dinged your car and you want to now claim. So life cover is the same thing. It's not a build up of savings for you to take if you don't pass away and that benefit then goes to your family. So it's not something, if I haven't used it, I get the money back. It is really on the basis that you're paying a premium in the event that you do pass away, so that benefit can be paid to either your financial dependents and or your nominated beneficiary.
To close off with, I'm keen for us to also reflect on some of the other benefits like a retirement fund. And of course, we also did touch on a life cover for your spouse and an education benefit, coupled with many, many other elements in terms of group risk benefits as well as advice. As we decipher some of these particular benefits, I'm also keen to make sure that we share the message with our listeners as to how to make sure what kind of benefits that they have and what detail they should be looking for in terms of how to not only access these benefits, but also the terms and conditions that would apply should these benefits actually lapse or no longer be available, either termination of the employment or looking to seek an alternative job.
Okay, so first of all, the retirement fund is a critical benefit for employees. First of all, they can contribute to the fund. Their employer would also potentially contribute to the fund. There is a set of rules that sets out how the fund will work and how much the employee and the employer will pay to the fund. What is good about the retirement fund, while you're building up your savings, you also get certain tax exemptions that help you on a monthly basis. So you get that tax relief on a monthly basis so that you end up building up this pot of savings that you can then access at retirement. And how you access that depends on the type of fund that you are contributing to. So essentially, your retirement fund is there to help you save enough to replace your salary or part of your salary when you go on retirement. And that amount is dependent on how much is in that pot in the end. So really, if you are on a retirement fund, it's part of your obligation as a condition of service. So you can't decide whether or not you want to be part of your employer's retirement fund. So it's compulsory. If you resign, there is still at this point in time, although there are potential changes to the legislation, you can access your money in cash, or you can decide to preserve that benefit and keep it for your retirement, which is something we always recommend. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're saving that money and you've learned to live without it, try and keep it for your retirement one day. And essentially, you know, you can't, at retirement, depending on how your fund is structured, you can't just take all your money out. There are certain limitations as to what you can access. And it does come down to how that fund is set up. And so it's very important as a member of a retirement fund that you get access to the member booklet of that fund. You understand what benefits you have, what your options are at retirement, on resignation, or even in the event of death, you know, what happens to that benefit in the fund. And advice is key at all times to make sure that you make appropriate decisions that are suitable for your specific needs. So it's really important to try and balance throughout your lifetime your short-term needs and then your long-term objectives from your retirement savings.
Very true. Belinda, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there for today. But as you say, there's lots that we need to be mindful and cognizant of, right? Fully understanding what our incorporates and is structured in our group benefits. If we have the full Monty in terms of retirement saving, medical aid, education benefit, as well as a group risk benefit, and even the ability to access financial advice, but also being cognizant of the extent of the benefit that you have, especially if one is considering leaving your place of employment or during the time of the termination of your employment contract through retrenchments. One does need to understand what then are the effects that might come into play regarding the group benefits that you need to be mindful of, but also making sure that in the event of life happening, whether it be the use of your medical aid, the loss of a life, the loss of a limb, or injury, this is where some of the insurance and risk covers do come into place through the benefits that you have through group cover. So read through them, understand them, and where there is some slight confusion, do make sure that you ask more questions, not only from your HR manager, but also direct them to have your questions addressed by the pension fund trustees that you might be working with. Big thank you to our guest this evening, Belinda Sullivan, who's the head of corporate consulting strategy at Alexander Forbes.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.